On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for Arcan Fire on the Christian Arcan Show. This is WEEI.
Whatever you think, I gotta poke it out of you with a couple of couple of topics here. Something over the weekend I totally meant to include earlier in the week, but never got to it. Probably the biggest headline from the college football scene was James Franklin.
Oh, yeah.
Three straight losses for Penn State, and he is out after 12 seasons, I'm going to say. 12 or 13 years at Penn State. And we don't really talk a lot of college football unless we're talking about Colorado and Coach Prime, but I want to give you the floor for what you think about Penn State deciding to let go of James Franklin.
Well, I hadn't really been following Penn State all that closely. I know that they still have a very, very active program. They bounced back from, you know, all that unpleasantness 13-ish years ago when all that happened, and you know they've maintained themselves as a prominent program, and they still get great players, and they still send a lot of players to the NFL, and you know they still have this factory of edge rushers and defensive linemen. But when I saw who they were losing to and I saw some of these games and how it was all going, I mean, I'm not at all surprised that it went this way. Penn State alums in general have a relationship with that school that I don't know that I have recognized in any other fan base. I'm not even kidding. The relationship with the school through the football team mainly, and even now, all these years after, you know, Paterno, is still like, I don't really know how to describe it. I went to a football school. I went to Colorado, but I went there, you know, in the 2000s when they weren't exactly the world beaters. No offense, Ted, but you know, like they, at that point, they had sort of all the, you know, Cordell Stewart years and the national championship and all that, that was well in the rearview mirror. And they were back to just being another team. And then they were worse than that. And then they really fell off. And then, of course, Coach Prime got there. But, you know, Nebraska, Texas, LSU, there's a lot of Ohio State, Michigan, there's a lot of teams with really crazy fan bases. And I don't think they hold a candle to Penn State. I really don't. Like, Penn State, they have this whole just mentality about going to school there and being a part of that world and being a part of that whole thing. And it's just, it's not, I don't really know that any other school, even with better football programs, has that element to it. So if you don't impress right away, you're not going to last long. And the teams that they were losing to, I mean, it was not going to happen. You know what I always thought? When Bill O'Brien went to Penn State after Paterno, he did a pretty good job there. He obviously wanted to get back to the NFL, but sometimes I wonder, like, what would have happened if he had just been the guy at Penn State? Because, you know, you might not have made NFL money, but if you become the man at Penn State, like, if you succeed Joe Paterno and then become, like, the coach there for decades afterwards, your life, I'd imagine, is pretty good. Like, you're in charge of football at Penn State. Like, you can do, and I don't mean this in a dark way based on what happened there 13 years ago, but like you did carte blanche. I mean, you just, you know what I mean? You run the whole area, and that's not very rare. You know, these state schools, the college football coaches are the highest paid state employees in almost every single state. But at Penn State, it was different. At Penn State, it was like you were a god. And I always wondered about that with O'Brien, like if he had stayed there and like was still the coach there even now today, and like the team was still good and they won, you know, championships or got back to the final or whatever, how that would have gone. But yeah, I'm not surprised to see this guy.
He does have a second chance. Odds makers have him behind Matt Rhule as most likely to be the next coach at Penn State.
I mean, he did succeed there. He did succeed there. I don't think he's going to bail on BC just based on, you know, sort of his family situation and some of the reasons why he took that job in the first place. But I could see Penn State being interested in him, absolutely.
I want to pick your baseball brain and give you an update on the ALCS and the NLCS. So obviously we got the Game 3 between Blue Jays and Mariners going on right now. Blue Jays are crushing them right now. 7-2 in the top of the fifth. And then, of course, we got the NLCS Game 3 tomorrow after two stellar pitching performances from the Dodgers. Blake Snell goes 8 innings. Yoshinobu Yamamoto goes a complete game. Dodgers in firm control. What are your thoughts on the current LCS series in Major League Baseball?
I think the Dodgers are going to sweep the Brewers. I think the Brewers are a little overwhelmed. I thought that you were going to see George Kirby go out there and shove tonight, and instead he got it shoved up his because that he got crushed in this game. I hadn't been watching. I had the Celtics on. But just looking at his stat line, he was going up against Bieber tonight. Kirby, 4 innings, 8 hits, 7 earned, 2 walks, 4 strikeouts. That's rough. That is pretty rough for him. I think Seattle's still going to win the series. Going up 2-0 is just, I mean, it's just too much to overcome. And they went up 2-0 on the road, right? Those first two games were in Toronto, so they went up 2-0 on the road. They're back home. They're probably going to lose this game, I would imagine, as it looks like Toronto's about to add on here. But I think the Mariners are just a little bit better. Toronto did get very hot, and that was a great, great series against the Yankees. I loved watching them just pound the Yankees. But I think the Mariners are just a buzzsaw right now. I think they've been playing the best since the end of the year. They have made quick work of their opponents here, too. And Toronto, I'm not surprised they're putting up a fight here. But once they get past Bieber, that's a thin rotation, and I think the Mariners just have more pitching.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
A little bit of NBA news here I'd like to get your thought on. First off, Malcolm Brogdon announced his retirement. He signed a deal with the Knicks, but decided, you know what, I don't have that desire, and decided to retire after 9 seasons. What are you going to remember most about the former Celtic who won Sixth Man of the Year?
I'm going to remember his strange nicknames. Malcolm Brogdon, if you go to his basketball reference page, you will notice he has a series of nicknames that I have never heard anyone call him before, ever. I have never heard him referred to by any of these nicknames. Tell me, if as an NBA fan, anyone listening right now, you want to call in and tell me ever if you've heard someone call Malcolm Brogdon Humble Moses. Has anyone ever heard him referred to as Humble Moses? Never, not once.
I've never heard Humble and Moses in the same sentence, let alone a nickname.
Have you ever heard Malcolm Brogdon referred to as the president? The president. What a shot by the president. I've never heard that before. I have never heard him referred to as Uncle Malcolm. And I have never heard him referred to as Mookie Doo. I'm serious. These are all. Go click on his page right now. Another 3-pointer for Mookie Doo. A triple-double for Humble Moses. No one's ever said that. No one's ever said any of those. Every single other nickname on this the basketball player, I feel like I've heard the nickname. Basketball players have all sorts of nicknames. You know, it's just I feel like they get nicknamed more than any other sport, basketball players. Every basketball player's got a nickname. Malcolm Brogdon has four nicknames, and I have never, ever heard anyone refer to him as any of those names, ever. So I'll remember that first and foremost. I'll also remember he was a good Celtic. I liked him on the Celtics. I basically liked him everywhere he's been. He was a good, solid player. He's retiring at 32, right? He's 32, 33 years old.
Former Rookie of the Year.
Rookie of the Year, Sixth Man of the Year. Wasn't exactly like a superstar. Never made an All-Star team. But was a good, reliable player and someone who I thought was going to kick around, like Jamal Crawford or, you know, Lou Williams or one of these guys who just hangs around forever and some team always has a use for a sixth man who can get you 15, 20 points a night. And that's what Humble Moses was good at. He was good at doing that. I'm surprised he's retiring. Maybe he'll come back. I have a feeling he might come back. I still think he could probably have something to offer. It's weird that he'd want to bail on the Knicks. You'd think that would be a team he'd want to at least hang around on and see where they go. But, yeah, I'll remember you fondly, Mookie Doo, and happy trails.
Hadouken! One more that I want to get to. Someone who's not retiring just yet is Russell Westbrook. He's going to have his 18th NBA season, and he's going to do it with the Sacramento Kings. He's the guy you just talked about who's just the journeyman who a team always finds a sixth man, and Russell Westbrook is going to be that for the Sacramento Kings. What do you think about Westbrook being signed to Sacramento?
I'd rather have Malcolm Humble Moses on my team than Russell Westbrook. By the way, every single one of these Russell Westbrook nicknames, I've heard him referred to before. Brody, Russ, Mr. Triple-Double, which I don't feel like he gets called that a lot, but there was that year where he averaged a triple-double, and Beastbrook. I've heard all of those. I've never heard one of those Malcolm Brogdon names. Russell Westbrook's a difference. He's a 9-time All-Star. He's a 9-time All-NBA player. He's a scoring champ. Like, he's he's going to go to the Hall of Fame, probably. Or definitely, I think he's going to go to the Hall of Fame. So him and Malcolm Brogdon, I would say, are in different tiers, obviously, when it comes to what they are and what they've accomplished. But, with Westbrook, like, the fact that he was kicking around this long in free agency with the season starting in, like, a week, I don't know. I mean, it's up to him. He's only, 36, 37? Still got a little spring in those steps. Never really could shoot threes. But, as a sixth man, there's still a place for that. As I said, I mean, there's a place for guys like him. Adding him to the list of the names that they just mentioned, like Lou Williams and Crawford and Malcolm Brogdon and those guys, like, he's clearly a much more accomplished player than any of them. And one of the more accomplished players, really, this generation. But he wants to keep on playing. I sort of figured he'd stay in Denver. Kind of thought he had a thing going there. But Sacramento, I think the Kings will be pretty good this year. They'll probably be in the playoff mix, and he'll probably have something to do with that.
It's time to go behind the glass for the producer's point on the Christian Arcand Show. Here's Joe Braverman.
Well, unlike one Christian Arcand, I am not going to be the wet blanket when it comes to the Alex Bregman situation. I, for one, believe Alex Bregman will be back with the Sox.
Uh-huh.
And I believe he will be back long term. Now, I specifically want to reference last offseason. And I know we've had discussions about this. But he didn't sign until February, but there were offers on the table. He had 6 years, 170 in that range with Houston. The same with Detroit. But what did he do? He held out for that Red Sox deal, and the Sox finally caved in. Yes, they overpaid, giving him $40 million on supposedly a one-year deal. But Bregman wanted to come to Boston. So I fully believe that I believe him when he says he wants to stay with Boston, or he indicates he wants to stay with Boston. And I'm sure that he can get it out of Scott Boras and say, listen, I want to get this deal done. I want to be in Boston. And I fully believe that they still need the right-handed bat to go with him. They still need the starting pitching. But I am very confident, much like everyone else, that Alex Bregman will be part of the Boston Red Sox once again, 2026 and beyond.
Okay. It's the producer's point here. I just looked it up because you brought up the other offers and I had forgotten what they were. Detroit, 6 years, $171.5 million with $40 million in deferrals and a player opt-out. The Cubs offered four $120 with opt-outs, and the Astros offered six $156 and would not budge on that offer. And the Red Sox ended up coming in with the three at $120, which had the avoided the two seasons or the opt-outs after the first two, deferred money, and the big, big AAV. So, yeah, I mean, listen, you may be right. I'm sticking with what I think, and I guess we'll all find out together. All right.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.